Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, at Grace Tabernacle. Actually, I'm here at home today, and I have a little office slash bedroom, bunk bed bedroom for the grandkids, so it's half of my office. And anyway, I'm from home, and I want to share with you today, we continue this incredible series of Psalm 23, one of the favorite psalms in the Bible, the Shepherd Psalm, that David wrote this, not while he was out in the field just being peaceful and relaxing, but when he had his own son Absalom that was chasing him, fighting his own father for the throne. And yet David had this incredible revelation. But before we get into this, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your presence, that you are our good shepherd, Jesus. You're the great shepherd. You're the chief shepherd. We look to you. We trust you to lead us, guide us, and help us to hear your voice through your word, the wisdom of your word now in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week I began this study and told you how Psalm 22 and Psalm 23 and Psalm 24 go together because they're messianic psalms. And the first Psalm 22 talks about the Lord's greatness, and it refers to the cross because the very words that Jesus quoted from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me, is the first verse in Psalm 22. So he was quoting scripture. And remember last week I said to you, here's Jesus on the cross, and he says, my God, my God. Of course, he is God in flesh. So he's talking to the Father. He's talking to the Holy Spirit. He wasn't just being repetitive. He was addressing the Trinity of God in Psalm 22. Then we come to Psalm 23 and we see the Lord's guidance. And it's the Shepherd Psalm. If Psalm 22 had a symbol, the symbol of Psalm 22 would be the cross, because it's talking about the cross and how he's going to suffer and pointing to the cross. If Psalm 23 had a symbol, it'd be talking about the Lord's guidance. It would be the shepherd's crook, the way, you know, the little rod or the staff of the shepherd had the crook in it, that he'd reach down and he would pull in a straying sheep. And so Psalm 23 would be a symbol of the shepherd's crook. But if we looked at Psalm 24, we see here the Lord's glory. And it talks about the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? That he's coming back one day as the King of glory to this earth. And if we had a symbol that we had to assign to that one, we would give it the crown, because the Lord is going to come back with the crown and he's going to rule over this earth once again, and he's going to take charge. And so today I want you to go into Psalm 23 with me. It'd be great if you would just take the time to memorize a verse a week and just bring it up throughout your day. In the morning, in the noontime, in the evening before you go to bed, try to quote it. And if you can't quote it, go ahead and look at the scripture. It'd be great if you would put it on a little 3x5 card, keep it with you. When you have a moment during the day, you're at a doctor's office or you're sitting somewhere, you got time, take it out and just meditate upon it. God promises in his word that if we meditate on his word, we'll become prosperous here in this life. That's Psalm 1. You can look that up later. So last week we looked at Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's my provider. He meets all my needs. And so if the Lord is my shepherd, I'm following him. I'm his sheep. I'm listening for his voice. I'm trusting his spirit in me to give me guidance and direction. The Holy Spirit is God's GPS in you, God's personal spirit, you could say, that's in you to give you guidance and direction or to warn you, don't go this direction. So you have the Holy Spirit, God's GPS on the inside of you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Notice the first thing that God says in this psalm, in Psalm 23, is he makes me lie down in green pastures. That's talking about rest in the Lord. It goes on to say, he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. So three things we see in this next verse, verse 2. He makes me, he leads me, and he restores me. It's all His doing. And so when the Lord is our shepherd, God is at work in our life, and He's working in us to bring us to this place that is called rest. Hebrews 4, there remaineth a Sabbath rest for the people of God. And I'm not legalistic. I'm not talking about observing Sabbath legalistically and, you know, Saturday and all that. But what I'm saying is there is a rest in God when the Lord is our shepherd, when He's ruling in our life, when He's reigning in our life. There is a rest that God wants us to have and enjoy that will absolutely manifest itself in some wonderful, wonderful way. So in a brief amount of time I have, I want to share with you this incredible subject of rest. It's part of our journey. How do we find rest in a restless world? Well, Psalm 23 says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Now just imagine, if you could, Adam was created on the sixth day. Six is the number of man. So Adam's full day, first day, he's created. He looks up and he sees God the Father in His face, and who just blew life into his soul. Adam stands up and God is introducing him to Himself and created world and everything. And so how thrilling it would be to come alive in the presence of God. And then evening comes and Adam sleeps. He, part of the way he's created was to have sleep. And so Adam goes to sleep, wakes up the next day, which is Saturday, which would be the Sabbath day, or then it would have been the seventh day. And on the seventh day, Adam wakes up in the morning. You can imagine God's there right beside him. And He says to Adam, I want to take you on a journey. Do you want to go? And Adam's excited. Yes, yes, Lord, where are we going to go? And so he gets up and refreshes himself, drinks some water, whatever, and maybe eats a little, some fruit or whatever. And he's ready to go. He's excited about the day. And so he gets up and gets himself ready, and he comes in to God and says, okay, I'm ready to go, God. Where are we going to go today? I'm excited about learning everything. And God says, okay, you're ready to go? And Adam says, I'm ready. And then God says, we're here. What? What do you mean we're here? And God says, you're right here where I want you to be. I want you to lie down and rest in green pastures. Rest? We're just getting started. It's interesting, on Adam's first full day, the main thing that God wanted Adam to learn was rest, God's rest. Not passivity, not doing anything, but He wanted to teach Adam how important it is to learn rest in the way you do things. In fact, you could say rest is somewhat synonymous with the topic of worship in the Bible. Rest and worship parallel one another. When God is talking about worship, He's talking about resting in Him and surrendering to Him and yielding to Him and honoring Him as God. And so when we talk about this rest that we're here in Psalm 23, we see that this is scripture throughout the Bible. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. And so the very first thing that Adam needs to learn on his first full day on earth is rest. It's that important to God. And so one of the things we're going to see as we look in this scripture in Psalm 23 is the importance of resting rather than working. When we worship God, we enter a kind of rest that trusts Him. A rest that frees us from striving and labor in the flesh. And doesn't have the sweat of man in it. It is a surrender. It's a yieldedness. And there is a rest in worship where we have surrendered and trusting God. And so Adam had to learn this on his first day. And you and I have to learn this. And it comes down to ruling, rulership. Who rules in your life? And if the Lord is your shepherd, then He rules. And so when He's ruling in my life, I have a great sense of security, and I can rest that All my needs are met. Everything will be supplied. Notice, he maketh me lie down, because my flesh has a tendency to want to rise up and run on ahead and chomping at the bit. I want to do things and get things done. And God is trying to teach me, well, the way we do things in my kingdom is we do it by my spirit and my leading and my timing on my terms, not your flesh. So he maketh me and he leadeth me. Now the term he maketh me, like he maketh me lie down, requires me to trust him. I don't understand God. God is transcendent. There's so much of God that I do not understand. But one thing I do know, I can trust him. So when he maketh me lie down, I have to trust him. I have to let him rule in my life. And then he goes on to say, he leads me beside still waters. That's still this area of rest. If he's leading me, it requires me to trust him or to follow him. So when he leads me, I have to follow. Otherwise, he's not leading. I'm leading myself. And so this is a very important part of us learning what this rest is in Psalm 23. It's vital to us to learn what this Sabbath rest is in God that we're supposed to live in 7 days a week. It's an area of surrender. It's an area where we worship God. It's an area where we rest in God. So when the Lord is the Lord in my life, when he's really ruling in my life, then I have a sense of security. My life will rest in the sense that I'm secure. All my needs will be met. A second thing that I think this subject of rest is so intriguing to me about is that when God's kingdom is reigning in my life, he's not only ruling, but his kingdom is come in my life. He sits on the throne of my heart. I manifest a great sense of sufficiency. In other words, he rules over my life. And we pray this in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come. In other words, we say, let your kingdom reign in my life. And so one of the great stresses that people have in our busy, busy world today is that they're worried over stuff, and then they work hard to try to attain stuff and try to earn the money that they think they need and so forth. But you know, God has arranged for us to experience frustration in this world, that the things of this world will never satisfy this part of you where God rules and reigns. It'll never satisfy. Do you know that God said to Adam and Eve in the garden after they sinned, he said these words in Genesis 3:17, cursed is the ground for your sake. Yeah, for your sake. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In other words, look what our loving Father has done. He has made clear that the things of this world have a curse on them so that you'll never find your satisfaction from them. God wants us to look to him. He is my shepherd. I come to him. The Lord is my shepherd. I want him to rule in my life. I want him to reign in my life. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack when his kingdom is reigning in my life. God will meet your needs. God will help you financially. God will provide for you the things you need to carry out your assignment here on the earth. I know this from experience, walking with him. He's very faithful. He's called Jehovah Jireh. He's not called Jehovah Visa card. You can trust him. He will meet your needs, but it's going to have to be his way. So God wants us to trust him. Let him rule in our life. He maketh me lie down. He wants to reign in our life as king and be our shepherd king. And he says, and I will lead you beside still waters. But then also, most of all, he's trying to get us to this place of rest. He rules, he reigns, so that we can rest with him and enter into his rest. That's not a do-nothing attitude. It's actually a warfare attitude. Rest is not passive. Rest is very, very active. You could say rest is the acronym or acrostic REST, resisting everything Satan throws. You resist the anxiety. You resist the worry You come against those things in warfare, in prayer, and quoting the word. Like quoting Psalm 23 is powerful, especially if you're in the midst of a trial and you're feeling anxious or you're feeling worried. People often just quote that out loud, and it breaks this spell of anxiety and stress and tension. Just letting your ears hear yourself quote Psalm 23, just how resting it is when you say it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. So there's a warfare involved. You can't be passive. Rest is a warfare thing. You are overcoming the busyness of life. You know the acrostic for busy that you often see me use, B-U-S-Y, bound under Satan's yoke. You don't want to be so busy that you just wear yourself out and you're just miserable, bound under Satan's yoke. God wants you to enter rest. He'll show you how things need to get done on his timing. He'll show you how to do things his way, but he's got to rule in your life. He's got to reign in your life so that you can have his rest. He wants to be your shepherd. So your part comes when he calls you and you obey what he tells you to do. Well, we're just looking at Psalm 23 today and just getting some of the nuggets that are there for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's supply. He meets my need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That's his supernatural rest. He leads me beside still waters. That's the refreshment he will give to you if you allow him to do that. He restores my soul. That's healing in your emotions that need to be soothed and need to be calmed down. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance. And he does it for his name's sake, because you're his child and he wants you to prosper. He wants you to be successful. Well, I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for this incredible, rich wisdom of your word in Psalm 23. And I pray that those watching right now, Lord, will take this to bed with them tonight and they'll quote this to themselves before they fall asleep. And in their subconscious mind, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to use it, roll it over in their minds and in their hearts throughout the night, give them personal revelation of what you want them to do so they can enter into your rest. The supernatural Christian life is a life of the rest of God. Rest is resisting everything Satan throws, overcoming busyness, the busy bound under Satan's yoke. God has a better way for you, but you've got to let him be Lord. You've got to let him be your shepherd. So I speak peace to you in Jesus' name. God bless you. See you at church Sunday. Bye-bye.